This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The new radio program on the Northern Plains is on the air. 550 K-Fire, the mothership, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. KTGO 1090 radio, that's the flag west, booming out there in the Bakken. On all three of those stations, you can hear this very program, followed by Rush Limbaugh. So lock your radio in. Lock it in, lock it in, lock it in. And, of course, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson as well. Hey, what's on your mind? We call the show What's on Your Mind for a reason, and I want to know what's on your mind. What's on my mind is that spring is around the corner. Not far from now. We won't have to worry, is it going to be a good day or a cold day, a warm day or a cold day? It's just going to be a dang nice day, you know? Spring will be here before we can do anything about it, and I'm excited about that. So, spring's on my mind. And, of course, High Plains Apache as well. High Plains Apache is one of our fine sponsors here on the program. We talk about them often. And the folks at High Plains Apache sell, are you ready for this? Apache sprayers. See, that's the whole High Plains Apache deal. You got that down. You can go to highplainsapache.com. Why don't I do that right now while I'm talking to you? High Plains Apache. Just see how easy this is, okay? And if you go to High Plains Apache right there, you're going to find out that they're the Apache sprayer dealer for North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of Minnesota as well. They have locations in Mandan, in Frontier. Frontier's just south of Fargo, exit 60. They have a dedicated sales and service team. They have new equipment. They have used equipment. They have parts and service for you. Click on the used. We're all watching the bucks these days, right? So maybe go with something on the used side. Save a lot. Here's an 03 Apache 790. Now, $65,000, and you got yourself darn nice sprayer there. The big 90-foot steel boom on this one. 850-gallon stainless steel tank. Raven 460 controller with it. Foam marker. You got the 380 tires. You got the 170-horsepower Deere engine in it. You see what I'm talking about? It's the Mandan location. Stop and see him. Tell him Scott and Todd sent you. Or just give him a call. Call him right now. 369-3335. 369-3335. I have a different number up here, too. Let me try that number, too. 663-2375.
You're not getting somebody's father's phone number this time, right? 2375.
I'm trying not to. Anyway, a couple minutes for calls. We have our safety talk. Once a month, we talk about how we can save lives on the program. Everything else gets out of the way. The good folks from North Dakota Safety Council and WSI help us talk about saving lives. So we're going to do that. And before we do that, and before we take a look at your text here, someone wants to talk about cold and wind. Someone wants an explanation on what NAWS is. Okay, that's fair enough. Anything else? Text Todd right now, 226-8503. It's real easy when you're texting. Ask us anything, any question, right now. 701-226-8503. Text time. Or give us a call, 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. So I said we're going to talk about saving lives. And before we do that, let me talk about some lives lost over the last recent days. I was at one funeral and one prayer service over the weekend. And I just want to say a word about that. Matt Butler passed away last week. And what do you think when you hear the name Butler, Todd?
Machinery.
Exactly. That's the Butler name. So Francis Butler was Matt's dad. Matt passed away this weekend. And Francis and Doris Butler had Matt, and they had Greg, and they had David, and the legacy continues to live on. Matt passed away last Wednesday. He was a veteran, and built quite a business, along with other members of his family. Pretty amazing. Butler Machinery Company was the cat dealer of North and South Dakota. Isn't that something? And a story told about Matt this weekend. He never considered what he did a job. It was a pleasure. If you can get to that point in your life, you're really doing something. You really are. Pretty amazing. His legacy is hard to quantify through his generosity. University of Mary, long, long time supporter. The owner just thought very highly of it. So that's one example where you can say, thanks, Matt Butler. Well done, good and faithful servant. Also attended a funeral for Eileen Laney. Eileen is the mother of Paul Laney, who is the sheriff of Cass County. And here's a story many people don't know. But as last week's events were transpiring related to clearing the Ossetti camp. Of course, one of the leaders in the law enforcement endeavor through this entire deal, obviously Sheriff Kirkmeyer and that joint law enforcement group, but Paul Laney was an important part of that. So Paul had to make a decision. Do I stay here? Well, my mom's in her final days. You just never know when, but it's obviously getting close. And he did. He stayed right there, knowing full well that's exactly where his mother would want him to be. Pretty neat story. She actually started Laney's, which for folks in the Fargo-Moorhead area, familiar with the Laney's Plumbing and Heating name, that's still iconic to this day. She and her husband were part of that, but also raised a very good son. So our thoughts and prayers with those families, as well as our own Todd the Radio God Mitchell, lost his father-in-law, Todd's wife, Carrie. His father's Pastor Jerry Carlson, lives now down at Enderlin, but some folks may remember was a pastor in Max Bass and Crosby and Devil's Lake, 81 years of age. So keep Todd and Carrie and the entire Carlson family in your thoughts and prayers. Same thing with the Laneys. And the same thing with the Butlers. So thought we would share that today. You know, it's very easy to get all wrapped up in what you're doing moment to moment, day to day. Think, you know, it's the most important thing. And then you remember, based on someone you know passing away, that life is precious. It is precious. So that's worth mentioning today. All right. Emailer says, KFYR is brought to you by the letters Coal, C-O-A-L. The wind farm up in Wilton never turned a blade yesterday, probably not today either. Wind energy can never stand on its own, and we will always need coal-fired plants. Wind energy is unreliable, inefficient, and expensive. First of all, I couldn't agree with you anymore about coal and how important it is, and we have an 800-year supply of economically recoverable coal. I do agree that wind is never going to be in that same category, just on the reliability factor. It does play a factor, and I also am not a big fan of the production tax credit, which gives wind a leg up. You know, how is it fair that you get a tax credit paid for by the taxpayers, and then you get a leg up to compete against other energy sources that are punished by government? Bad deal. Terrible. On the other hand, assuming the playing field is level, in my mind, we want North Dakota to welcome any energy resource. We want every business to want to come here, don't we? I think we do. And that's what's worried me a little bit about some of the anti-wind legislation. It just seemed as though it was punishing wind rather than, you know, trying to level the playing field. Somebody wondered what NAWS is. Please explain. We don't know what the heck you're talking about. Well, a caller called in and asked about an update on NAWS, and NAWS is the Northwest Area Water Supply. I mentioned also in the course of that conversation WAS. That's the Western Area Water Supply. And these are ways to get water to areas of the state that are growing that need more, you know, infrastructure. And so, case of WAS, it's Watford City, Williston, Ray, Tioga, Stanley, Wild Rose, Crosby, Noonan, Columbus, Ross, that area. So, hope that helps. Texture says, anything? Why does anyone care about the Oscars? It's the first time we've mentioned it is your text. So, we didn't do it. Yeah. There was kind of a humorous moment, though. Fake news and now fake award shows.
Meanwhile, the winner of the last election was Hillary Clinton. Oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong envelope there. Very well.
800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDrive Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Kohler Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Kohler Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Kohler is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Kohler Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Kohler Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Kohler Service Center. Or click careers at kohlerservicecenters.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, my friends at Kohler Service Center are hiring. And if you grab a pen, I'll give you the telephone number for Adam. One of the things I love about how they do it at Kohler Service Center is, you know, a lot of places that are hiring have, they'll direct you to a website and, go through kind of a process. And the folks at Kohler said, we're just going to give you our cell phone numbers because that's how bad we need people. So they are the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. So they build tank trailers actually down in Minnesota. And then they have service centers, about 30 of them, all around North America. Three of them in our area are Williston, Kildare, and also in Billings, Montana. And they need technicians. They need technicians at the tank trailer process. So they're looking for folks that can do, trailer technician work, welders, fabricators, testers. If you can do suspension systems, brake jobs, electrical repairs, if you can weld, if you can fabricate, certified tank inspector, you'll make up to $32 an hour. That's right. Once you have the experience, or if you have the experience, that's where you're at. $32 an hour, pretty incredible. And so it's a good deal. And it's a good company and great benefits. So here's that number, and this is for Adam. 701-495-0997. 701-495-0997. Okay? Adam at Polar Service Center, he is looking for you. He wants you right now. Ask him about the benefit package, the 401k match, and great health care. You know, he can give you all the details. And most importantly, get you expedited into the queue and maybe working. So give Adam a call and tell him, hey, Scott said I had a call, so I'm calling. 701-495-0997. 495-0997. So it's time for some safety talk today on the program, and I look forward to this every month because it's a little bit outside the headlines. It's outside of the TikTok of the daily news, but I would argue it's among the most important things that we do, one of the most important things we do here on the radio, because if you listen well, if you soak in some of this information that is provided to us from our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council and Workforce Safety and Insurance, you will be armed with the ability to save lives. Yourself, or go back to your supervisor and say, what do you think of this? Just kind of be the person that says, I want to do this and save a life. Think about that. Pretty amazing. So how? Well, today's version of how you can save a life brought to you by Shelly Dahl, who is the safety consultant with the North Dakota Safety Council and joins us today on the program. Shelly, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
We had a great time last week at the North Dakota Safety Council's annual conference. A lot of people. And the Bismarck Event Center was just bustling with activity, so many things going on. I did get a chance to chat briefly with Shelly on the program, but we promised that we'd be digging into this a little bit more today. And what we want to do really is just more than anything, raise some awareness to the importance of having an AED so that, the general public is aware of what it is and can see it and grab it when they need it. And we'll tell you about some of the statistics behind the number of incidents that are out there. And also, you need to hear a story we're going to share with you today. It'll help you understand, when someone is in need, why it's so important to have something like this, on hand. So that's what we're going to tackle today, and Shelly's going to help me do with it. So let's start with the basics on the ABCs of AEDs. What are they?
Have one, know how to use it, and use it when you need to. That's ABCs right there.
Have one.
Be trained to use it, and use it when you can. And I say that because only 4% of everyone that has a CPR AED card and are current with that card act. That's only 1 in 25 people will actually do something when they can, when they hold that card.
Now, wait a minute. Why in the world would you get trained to do something and then not do it? Is it just a matter of I don't want to be the one that has to get involved, or what?
I think it's fear. I think people are afraid. I think they're afraid they'll get sued. They'll be afraid that someone won't make it. They're afraid they won't use it properly. And with an AED, it's made for a sixth grader to use with no prior training. So all you have to do is turn them on. They literally are the most self-sufficient piece of equipment that you can have. It's not like you see on TV where they put the two paddles together and put the gel on it and pop them like that. It's not that at all.
What is it? So what exactly, once you're trained to use it, what do you describe what folks would do when someone's having cardiac arrest.
When they're having cardiac arrest, a lot of times they'll lose consciousness right away. So the very first thing is learning how to recognize there is an emergency there to begin with. And once you recognize that, getting the AED to you. So when we work with a lot of businesses, we role play out. Okay, if we have an injury here, we have a cardiac arrest here, how long is it going to take to get that AED to us? That 3 to 4 or 5 minute time frame is so important from the initial incident. Because if we can get that AED on them, it takes their chance of life from 10%, or really 0%, if nobody does anything with a cardiac arrest. You are 100% going to die. Okay? If somebody starts CPR, that takes your chances up. And with an AED, you go to 60 to 70% chance of survival. So you get the AED, you bring it to the person. The big thing is to make sure the person is dry and free of hair. The pads that are on the AEDs have a gel in them, and those gel will sink into the skin, and it reads, depending on what kind of model you have, it reads your heart rhythm, it reads the electrical in your heart, your pulse. Some of them even read the depth that you do CPR with. So it's really, really easy. Turn it on. It will tell you. Remove the clothing from the person. Make sure they're dry and clean of hair. Remove the pads from the plastic liner. Place them on the patient as you see on the diagram. It's right on the diagram. You put it on, it will say, do not touch the patient. At that point, it's really important not to touch them because it's actually reading what's going on in the body. And then at the end of that, it will tell you whether it needs a shock or not. Some models will shock automatically. Some, the semi-automatic, you need to push a button to do that. And that's it.
360,000 people die every year of cardiac arrest, and 70,000 of those happen outside the home. So again, this is the device that makes a difference. And the number, so you mentioned earlier, 100% die when nothing is done. So if they're having a cardiac arrest, nothing happens, they die.
Correct.
But 90% make it if they're shocked within the first 3 to 4 minutes of the event. That's why, you know, where's the AED? And acting on your training is so darn important, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that 3 to 4 minute time frame, that's why it's important for businesses out there, especially if you have public coming through your door. Really important to have one. And make sure that you have people on staff trained in CPR as well, because they can actually start CPR on that person and keep the blood moving that has oxygen in it until that AED gets there to help them.
And the proximity of those is something why we're having this conversation to do today as well, to try and get some more champions on board to make sure there's more of these out there and in your workplace and other places you frequent as well. Short break, back with more with our conversation. Safety Talk today. North Dakota Safety Council. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
NDSC.org is the website for the North Dakota Safety Council. That's NDSC.org. Always a great resource on so many things, but certainly wanted to give you that so you can jot it down before the end of the program today. Shelley Dahl is here, North Dakota Safety Council safety consultant. North Dakota Safety Council and WSI bring you our monthly conversations about safety on the program, so we can talk about saving lives. And today's is a great example. AEDs save lives. They save lives. And when someone's having a cardiac arrest, if one of these is not used, that person dies. However, within the first 3 to 4 minutes of this happening, if someone you know, someone you encounter is having cardiac arrest and they're shocked with one of these, it is some pretty amazing statistics on how many lives are saved. There's about 3 to 4 million AEDs nationwide that are called public use. But if we actually wanted to take a look at the space where events occur, in order to have them within close proximity for that very crucial 3 to 4 minutes, you'd need like 30 million. So we're a ways away, a long ways away. So Don in Minot has a question for Shelley. Go ahead, Don. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I'm certified, okay, but I've never had to use, you know, CPR. But the deal is I've been told by medical personnel that chest compressions are what they want you to do, not doing the breathing, you know, checking to see the airways open and all that, and doing the breathing mouth, like doing 3 to 5 quick breaths, and then going to chest compressions. They told me just go to chest compression. Now, is that true? Are we supposed to do it that way now, or what?
The American Heart does teach hands only. Some other curriculum, I think the Red Cross, I'm not sure whether they're teaching hands only or as well. But with the National Safety Council, we teach breath. And I think very, very important to give breath. It's 30 compressions to 2 breaths. And we exhale about 16% oxygen, and we absorb about 7% oxygen. So even though some of the theory out there is we shouldn't give breath, it's because it's to take away the fear from somebody to do a compression. A lot of people say, well, I can't do CPR because I'm not given breath. So if we've helped more people to be able to do those compressions, we have about 7 to 12 minutes of oxygen in our blood. So at least if they get in and start the compressions, you're going to circulate the oxygen in the blood. And you also get a little bit by vacuum. I mean, when you're compressing, that person is actually taking in some oxygen as well.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all there.
Yeah, that's good. That's a great question.
Okay, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
Thanks for getting trained, too. I mean, that's that takes a step and a little commitment there as well. And, you know, I think it's something we ought to applaud at all folks that are willing to do that and be ready, because you never know. So 13% of all workplace fatalities are caused by sudden cardiac arrest.
That's correct.
So,
that's so OSHA.
If somebody right now is listening and is at a workplace and there is not an AED, what can they do? What is it up to the business? Are there different grant programs to be able to get them? How do you get one? Because they're not cheap, right? These are expensive units.
You can get a wall unit for about $1,368. That comes with the AED, pads, battery, the carrying case, and an alarm cabinet. So about $1,300. They've come way down. If they didn't want the cabinet, about $1,100 is what we're looking at. If they don't have an AED at their business, and I just had this happen. I went in and did a training for people, and after the training, it was pretty much by the tribe. They're going, okay, you guys, we need to get an AED, that they ended up getting one because they knew the number of people they had coming through there. The propensity that that could happen, or the possibility that that could happen, was very real for them. And so I would say, talk with your upper management. Tell them, you know, we want to have these here. And I have people that say, well, I've had a heart attack, I need to have one. Two totally different things. Heart attack and cardiac arrest, two totally different things. The electrical, the cardiac arrest one, is the one that the AED really makes a difference with.
If you have a question or comment, by the way, others welcome. Shelly's willing to answer your questions. 258-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 258-0550, 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. Also, you can text in your questions. Just text them to Todd. He'll get them to Shelly and I, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. So you told us about how to get one and how to go about it. If you have one, what do we do just to make sure it's, you know, not just collecting dust and on the wall, but actually is in proper working function?
Well, the big thing is to make sure that you have it on a monthly check. People don't realize that those pads and the batteries actually have an expiration date on them. Typically, pads are about every 2 years. Batteries about 4, 6. Some of them are up to 8 years on those. So I like to have everybody on a checklist. So once a month, somebody's going into that cabinet looking to make sure that the light is blinking and that the expiration date on the pads has not passed. I just had someone from conference that came up to me and said, I was talking to you about the AED. I went back to my office over the weekend and I found out that our pads were expired in 2014. And this happens a lot. You don't use these things a lot. It's probably once every 8 years you're going to use it. Some places, like a lot of businesses who have them, have used them up to 3 times in a 5-year period. So it's a lot of wait time, but that 15 minutes that you have to make the difference is really what's important. So you've got to make sure that you're maintaining them. And I find about 25% of them that I go in to check are expired.
Let's talk a little bit about the plan once you do have one. So you convince the boss to put one in, and now that peace of mind is there. And you've just talked about sort of doling out the maintenance checks. How about using it? How about, talk a little bit about having a plan in place and how, what you recommend there?
Well, I definitely recommend a plan in writing. And I think either looking at either an open model or a closed model. Open model means anyone in the building can grab it and use it. So one of the things that we do when we do sell these AEDs, we actually give free training so that every person that they have there knows how to use that particular model. So there's no fear there and there's no apprehension about going to grab it. Having in writing is important. You may have a tiered if it's a closed model. You may say anyone can go and get it, but only these people that are trained in CPR can use it. So definitely having someone trained in CPR in your building, I recommend a minimum of 2 people per shift or per work time so that somebody can jump in. Because when we talk about that 90% typically make it, if they're shocked, and 100% dying, 100% die, if somebody starts CPR, you're giving them a chance. There's a chance there. So it's not just having the AED, that CPR is a critical part of that as well.
Another question waiting for you here. Mark in Fargo. Go ahead for Shelly Dahl from the North Dakota Safety Council on Safety Talk today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, I got onto this conversation quite late. I've got to go to work here in just a few minutes. But my question is, do you offer classes on a regular basis here in Fargo? And part two, is it conducive for a individual that to just own one of these things to carry in their car or whatever? Thank you.
Okay, the answer is yes, we do offer them. Every month we offer them in Fargo at the Dakota Medical Foundation building. So you can go to our website to check out our different classes. We also offer a lot of private classes. So one of the new things that I started is a hands-only class, and it's $15 per person. No certification comes with that. But we teach them how to do hands-only compressions and how to use an AED. So everybody walks. It's a one-hour class. So if you wanted a private class for that, we can come in and give you that. With the classes that we offer, any CPR class that we offer comes with the AED as well. So you're going to learn both of those tools. As far as owning one personally, absolutely you can. I would not recommend the alarmed case, but the regular case that we have a weatherproof case as well that plugs into your lighter so that it can stay in your vehicle if you wanted it to. But I have a gentleman that actually had a cardiac arrest actually in the Fargo area, and he bought one for his building, his business, and also for his home. And so he has his family trained on it as well.
Thank you.
That's your answer there, Mark. Thank you. Appreciate the call very much. 800-228-0550 with others. Welcome as well. Shelley Dahl from the North Coast Safety Council here today as well. Anything else on the businesses and having them in the locations? I mean, the kind of where it should go and what other recommendations you have as far as the maintenance and operation of it?
Well, a lot of times we like to have them close to where your fire extinguisher is at. People know to go to that area already to get a piece of equipment. So a lot of times we fit them there. I just had a business I consulted with the other day, and it was a two-story building, and we put one on each floor at opposite ends of the building. That way, no matter where you were at, it was quick to be able to get to either one. So I say do some practicing. Make sure that you can get it. Example, I had one that was a four-story building, and they had one AED down on the main floor. And during our training, the guy said, there's no way I can get down there and get back up here in 3 minutes. And then my conversation then is, well, this is a conversation you need to have with your employer. You know, what are the number of people that come through? You know, it doesn't make sense if you have five people that are coming through that you would have three or four of them on the premise. But you want to make sure that you have enough so that people can get to them quickly.
What businesses should have them? And what kind of, you know, are there any requirements or recommendations or anything in that regard?
No requirements right now. There actually was a lawsuit that came up in California where a woman went through Target and had a cardiac arrest. And they sued because Target did not have one. And it came back that it was not a viable lawsuit because there were no laws in place. Right now, no laws for any type of business. However, in some areas, like in that particular area of California, they put in a statute that new buildings that are being built, if they have a certain capacity, they're asking that them be put in at that location. So you're going to probably see a lot of changes with the laws. The key is just to get them available and have people trained to be able to get them and use them.
Texter says, I may have missed it, but what is the average cost of a typical AED? You mentioned you can buy them as low as $1,100, but is there an average cost? I mean, are there different models spendier if you want to go with more features or something?
Yeah, the Philips brand is the brand that we sell a lot of because they're rated for water and metal both. And so between the two of those, the average of that would be about $1,400 between the two of those. Some of them go all the way up to about $2,300. So it really depends on the type that you want.
Get them for as little as $1,100, you said, without a case, right?
Correct.
Yeah. All right, short break. When we come back, I want you to hear a story about the difference an AED can make. Shelly will share that with us. Last chance to ask any questions as well. Text 226-8503. Call us, 800-228-0550.
Know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Sweet Crude Travel Center, Belfield, North Dakota is the place. Tuesday to meet MBI. MBI Energy Services is hiring. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon, inviting you to stop by the Sweet Crude Travel Center in Belfield Tuesday morning to meet MBI. Fill your cup and learn more about this premier oil field services company, North Dakota made.
MBI has openings for workover rig supervisors, operators, derrick hands, and floor hands, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians. Excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com or come meet the crew. Meet MBI at Sweet Crude Travel Center, Belfield, Tuesday morning. Stop by and see us. Scott Hennon hoping you'll stop by and meet MBI for the MBI Energy Services event, Tuesday, Sweet Crude Travel Center, Belfield. Tuesday morning, Sweet Crude Travel Center, Belfield.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
What's on your mind edition, wrapping up with this final segment, North Dakota Safety Council, WSI Safety Talk edition, talking about AEDs, the life-saving technology of an AED, something that you could have in your workplace, something you could advocate for to be more of in your community, wherever you're at. Maybe there's a community center, whatever, where people congregate. That's where you want them, because if someone collapses from a cardiac arrest, 3 to 4 minutes make all the difference in the world, whether they live or whether they die. And so it has to be within pretty close proximity. And someone, Shelley, that has a cardiac arrest, generally how do the symptoms present differently between a heart attack and a cardiac arrest?
Oh, great question. A heart attack, typically they have the pain down the arm to the chest. They feel shortness of breath, tightness in the chest. With a cardiac arrest, they typically just fall over. It's a very quick, it's because your heart starts just jiggling, for the lack of a better term. It's not pumping anymore. And so you lose consciousness and go down. A lot of times it'll present like a seizure. So the good thing about an AED is you can put it on someone, and if they don't need the shock, it will tell you no shock advised. It will only shock somebody who needs it. So anyone who loses consciousness right away and is not, and or is not breathing normally, that's the key word too. Sometimes you may hear some gasping or some gurgling. And so getting that on someone with those symptoms is very important.
You have a story you want to share with us today about how important this life-saving technology is to have in close proximity. Tell us that.
It is. Two reasons. And I say if you have it in close proximity, maintain it. That's the big thing. And I say that because there's a story of a jail that had them. And they had them on every floor. And one of their guards went down. And they went to use the AED and the battery was out of it. So they went to the next floor up and grabbed the AED. And they went to use it and the battery was out of it. And when they went back to look at what went wrong, the battery was chirping, which meant the battery needed to be replaced. And somebody just took it out because they got tired of hearing the chirping. So it is the responsibility, if you do have an AED, to make sure that you're checking those pads and batteries. And if you don't have one and you get one, this is an incredible story. Someone got a brand new AED. They were really busy with a big event that they had going on. And they were like, well, I'll probably put it up after the event is over. And he said, in my head, I thought, no, if something would happen to somebody, I would never forgive myself. And so he ended up putting it up the night before the event. And sure enough, lo and behold, someone had a cardiac arrest, and that unit saved a person. So really important, get them up, get people trained, and maintain them.
That's good advice. One more call here for you. Mike in Beulah for Shelley. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to share my personal story of first aid and CPR. In 2007, my wife cardiac arrested at our home, and because I had proper training my entire life, I was able to perform CPR on her for 17 minutes. The Oliver County ambulance showed up and delivered a shock with an AED. My wife ended up having heart failure, but I was able to give my kids 6.5 more years with their mom. She passed away in 2014 from heart failure, but through that knowledge, I was able to extend her life for a time being, anyways.
Mike, I'm so sorry for your loss, but thank you so much for acting. It's so important. That's our motto at the Safety Council, is be the help. And I'm so glad that you were there to do that. And I think you bring up a great point, the time, the 17 minutes to get the ambulance there. You'd think in Bismarck and Mandan, oh, we're in the city, it's okay. Metro's average time is 5 minutes and 13 seconds, which is way under the national average. So kudos to those guys. But by the time they get there and get their equipment and get in, it's 8 minutes. And brain damage starts after 4 if we're not doing anything. So I love that you acted, Mike, and I would hope that you would do the same if you found someone in public as well.
Absolutely.
Good. Well, great story, Mike. Thank you. Appreciate you sharing that very much. Another texter says, is it true that there are government grants for these IEDs to put them in your business?
No government ones that I am aware of. I know in certain parts of the state, there are certain hospitals that do have AED grants, and from time to time, grants do become available, and I typically send out information to our members and let them know that it's out there and where they can get it. So if you'd like some information, you can email me, go to our website, ndsc.org. Again, I'm Shelley Dahl, and just email me that you're interested, and if they come up, I will definitely let you know.
All right, fantastic. Well, that's great. And again, ndsc.org is a really good resource on all kinds of great safety topics. If you have the opportunity to browse the site, you're going to find ideas and resources and all kinds of different help right there. And, of course, the training classes are something that is so wonderful that they do as well and do it well for so many different businesses. They're members, and you can sign up personally as well, so it's great. Anything else, Shelley, before we let you go?
Nope, that's it, Scott. Thank you so much.
Great conversation. Appreciate all the calls and texts, and love it when folks are passionate about saving lives. Guess what? Texting and driving is one you can think about, too. Yeah. I'm thinking about maybe making that part of my Lenten sacrifice. We'll have to talk about that before it kicks off. God bless you, folks. We'll see you. Bye-bye. Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs. You've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayle for 40 years. And actually, it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas. And we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.